I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. It is Friday, September 6th, 2024. Thank you for joining me on this special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel. I am sitting in for Maggie today on a day that turns out to be significant again in the history of our nation. We're going to talk about some of the late breaking news coming out of places to the east, in particular, New York City and Washington, D.C. This is, once again, the Maggie Dawn Show. I am joined in the broadcast stations of Civic Media with my wonderful producer, Jess. And together, in addition to talking about things that are animating our lives and our livelihoods here in Wisconsin and beyond, we're also going to be soliciting and encouraging your inquiries and your questions, your comments, your perspectives about things that are on our docket this afternoon. And we have a full docket for you today. The phone number is 855-752-4842. That phone number once again is 855-752-4842. Jess always reminds me appropriately that you can call, you can text, you can drop a note into the Civic Media app and be in touch with us. Be a part of our discussion this afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show, thanking Maggie Dawn, thanking Jess, thanking the leadership and management of Civic Media for this opportunity to come into your lives on this Friday afternoon, talking about those important issues in our lives this day and all days, as it turns out, in this important time of our American history. Let's get right to that. Let's talk about some of the late-breaking news just within the past couple of hours coming out of Manhattan. And then if you go back just a little bit further, maybe about 20 hours or so, some of the news coming out of a courtroom in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about both of those. And yes, both of them are related to pending criminal cases involving a former president. His name is Donald Trump. And a present candidate for the presidency, yes, that is Donald Trump as well. As you know, he is facing criminal prosecution in no fewer than four different jurisdictions around our country. Two of those are in state proceedings. One of them is Manhattan. One of them is in Fulton County, Georgia. And then there are two federal cases pending. One of them is in Fort Pierce, which is the Southern District of Florida. That's the so-called documents case. It's being handled by Eileen Cannon. And then there is also the federal interference case, the election interference case. That's being held for Judge Tanya Chutkan, and she is a district court judge in Washington, D.C. It is a lot. It is a lot to keep track of. We're going to try to keep that track on track for you this afternoon as we discuss some of the important decisions that are being made by the judges in at least two of those cases. And let's begin with the Manhattan case. This is the case in which in May, a jury of 12 people gathered together in the criminal court in Manhattan called the Superior Court there in New York State, convicted the former president, Donald Trump, of 34 felony counts of falsifying records, basically fraud on the state of New York, making misrepresentations about the reasons for document entries, the reason for financial transactions in that setting, basically to cover up hush money payments. Porn star, you know her name, it's Stormy Daniels. He would threaten to go public with her account of a sexual encounter way back in 2006. The state court judge who presided over that trial, you have followed that, you know that case well. The state court judge, again, continues to supervise that case, even in the wake of the jury verdict. Why? Because he's also responsible, as is any judge, assigned responsibility for a criminal case for then sentencing the defendant, imposing whatever judgment, whatever criminal judgment is appropriate under state law, federal law, under the circumstances of this case. And indeed, it is usual, although not absolutely required, that a state court judge, a federal court judge in these instances where there is significance to the sentence, there's significance in the judgment, in the proceeding itself, that you wait to amass all the information you possibly can about the defendant before sentencing that defendant. It can be the case that a defendant could be sentenced immediately upon the return of a jury verdict, but in a case like this that is significant to the nation, significant certainly to Donald Trump himself as well, the judge appropriately ordered a what's called a pre-sentence report that's being prepared, and then set, and then initially set a date of July 11th for the imposition of sentence upon Donald Trump. You may recall that date 1 week before the RNC gathered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for its convention at which it nominated Donald Trump to be its candidate for the presidency. In the interim, what happened was on July 1, the United States Supreme Court, shockingly, amazingly, decided that inside our Constitution, inside the laws of our nation, there is a concept called presidential immunity, executive immunity, that at least gives a presumption of immunity for virtually everything that a president would engage in while he or she one day is the president of the United States of America. And that so-called immunity decision issued again on July 1, the last decision by the Supreme Court of this term, that decision prompted an awful lot of litigation in all of those four cases, including the case already decided by a jury in New York. And specifically, the defendant Donald Trump, through his attorneys, as they are appropriately assigned to do, an aggressive defense. That's what our system is all about. Putting the prosecution to the test, ensuring that the result, whatever it may be, in the judgment, in the sentencing, is the product of this adversarial proceeding that we have grounded our nation on for a couple of hundred years. And so they filed a motion, and they said because of certain aspects of the trial, the immunity decision issued by the federal Supreme Court basically precluded the judge from going ahead and sentencing, maybe requiring that he turn back the judgment entirely and find that the case should either be retried or thrown out completely if indeed immunity applies across the board. That was the argument made by the defendant, Donald Trump, and his attorneys. And the judge said, you know what, I've got to give that argument some consideration. The prosecutor, his name is Alvin Bragg, came along and said, you know what, not opposing that request. Make certain you've got a complete record on this, judge. Go ahead and do what you need to do. And so the judge said, I will entertain that motion. I will decide whether or not what the federal Supreme Court has done makes a difference when it comes to my going ahead and sentencing Donald Trump for the conviction in the state court for those 34 felony counts. And so he was deliberating on that. And along the way, he also said, because of the need to deliberate that, I'm going to take that July 11th hearing date, the sentencing, off the calendar. Instead, set it for September 16th is the date that I'm going to announce my decision. This is Judge Juan Merchan. September 16th was going to be the date on which he would announce that decision. And then scheduled another date 48 hours later, September 18th, the intention presumably that on that date he would sentence Donald Trump. He would make the decision about what the judgment would be, and then the case could go on to appeal. Those were the two dates that until a couple of hours ago were in the calendar, on the docket of Judge Juan Merchan, presiding over this criminal matter in the state court, the state criminal court in New York. And then just a couple of hours ago, on this Friday, September 6th, the judge entered some additional orders. And he said basically that in the wake of his determination, while he is deliberating on all of this, he is further going to postpone the sentencing, postpone his consideration of all of this, and has sent two new dates. He has set November 12th for his decision on the immunity, whether or not the immunity decision of the Supreme Court applies to the state court. He's rescheduled that September 16th date for November 12th. And then he has also said that, assuming implicit in that argument, that scheduling is the notion that he will in fact go on to sentence Donald Trump, that sentencing now set for, yes, that's right, November 26th. November 26th, the sentencing of Donald Trump for the first time in American history, a former president convicted of felony counts in any court in America, state court, federal court. November 12th, the decision on the immunity coming out from Judge Juan Merchan. And then November 26th is the date on which, the latest date that is, on which the defendant will be sentenced, presumably. What's all this about? Well, again, Judge Juan Merchan, in late May at the time that he received the verdict from the jury, was confronted, if you will, with a proposed set of jury instructions from the defense. And the defense attorneys were asking, this is a special case warning, special rules. The lawyers were arguing, and the first prosecution of a former American president was obviously an extraordinarily important case. They argued for something unusual, atypical in those jury instructions. And the judge at that time said something that's important to even today's news. He said this. He was unmoved by that argument at the time. He said, what you're asking me to do, he said, is change the law. And I'm not going to do that. And indeed, Judge Juan Merchan has throughout these proceedings consistently affirmed the notion that this defendant, while atypical, yes, he is a former president, yes, he's a present candidate for the presidency, should be treated like all other defendants in the American courts. Question today, whether that continues to happen, whether Donald Trump continues to get the benefit, if you will, of many of the delay proceedings and the strategies that he and his counsel have put together. But Juan Merchan, again, made the steadfast effort to try to preside over the case, as I believe he did. And most other people looking at this case felt strongly that in terms of evidentiary determinations, reading instructions to the jury, handling witnesses, making decisions about what comes in and what does not come in, all of that, this even-tempered, balanced judge. And along the way, determining whether or not then this September 18th date for sentencing should stay on the calendar. Today, just hours ago, that same fairly temperate judge said no. Because of the continuing pendency of this argument related to immunity, I've got to postpone all of this and postpone it significantly beyond Election Day. And what that means as a practical matter, of course, is that there will not be, as of a couple of hours ago, a sentence to look at as Americans go to the polls on November 5th. As we continue here on the Maggie Dawn Show, we'll talk more about the reasons why Judge Juan Merchan did what he did. We'll hear from him in particular, the words that he spoke. And then we'll talk about the consequences of that right here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.